time for school. Rock School with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Take a piece of my heart. It's a sin what you're doing.
And Chad P.
You got to be a real northerner to get this one. I'm not from the north.
Underwritten by Home Theater, etc. Class is in.
Hey, 4 o'clock, Sunday, it's Rock School. I'm Joe Burns, sitting to my immediate right.
Chad P.
Chad P. is a former student, which must mean I'm a professor here in the Communications Department at Southeastern Louisiana University. It's an hour, once again, where we tell you everything we know. Chad must learn.
I will.
And so must you. Mm-hmm. Did you ever attempt to play the guitar?
Yes, I did.
Did you? How'd you do?
Horrible.
It is. It's a difficult instrument. Most people these days, most young kids who play guitar these days, they don't start out on the acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they start out on the electric and they don't build the hand strength. People who are real traditional guitarists, even if they just play electric, they go to the acoustic to keep strength up. And those of us who play guitar like people, are really impressed with people who can play the acoustic guitar well because it takes so much more than playing the electric.
It hurts.
Yeah, it does.
I tried on the acoustic. I tried to learn on the acoustic, and I'm talking about blisters on the fingers, downright pain, and
sure.
I'm allergic to pain.
Well, you can get a shot for that today. You got to build up the calluses, but another thing about it is if a person is good on the electric, there's a lot of ways you can hide the fact that you're not as good as you think, all the delays and mm-hmm. all the effects and all that. You put a person on an acoustic, it's him and the strings.
Yep.
So when you get somebody who can really play the acoustic, they just kind of step up in people's eyes. You know, there's no difference in playing. You don't finger or fret the instrument differently. It's just the acoustic is more of a test, in my mind at least, in most guitarists' mind, it's more of a test of your musicianship.
Yeah. Oh, I love a good acoustic set.
So do I. So. Someone who can do it just really impresses me. If they can play what they play on the electric on the acoustic equally, wonderfully impressive. So for an hour today on Rock School, brought to you by the good people at Home Theater, etc.
Good insert.
I'm a professional. We're going to do an hour of the acoustic guitar.
Good.
We begin with a man who was flying from Nacogdoches, Louisiana to Sherman, Texas. Did I say it wrong?
Is it Nacogdoches?
Nacogdoches? What's the matter with the way I said it?
I don't think that's correct.
Did I put the emphasis on the wrong
syllable?
He was going from Louisiana to Texas when his small single-prop airplane crashed.
Okay.
We are talking about Jim Croce. Everybody thinks Jim Croce's from the South because of all of his hip little Southern characters in his songs. Sometimes they think he's from Chicago because of Bad Bad Leroy Brown. He's actually from Philadelphia.
Ah.
And he made his living with an acoustic guitar and another gentleman with him that played all of the leads. And normally, he might have had a drummer with him, he might have had a bass player with him, but the vast majority of his live stuff, two guys, two guitars, two voices.
Excellent.
And, man, did they put out a whole lot of stuff. Now, most people know Jim Croce from, Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mess around with Jim. If you get a chance, get a hold of one of his greatest hits compilations and listen to a few of the secondary tunes. Really good. Really good. This is one of my favorite. Died at 30 years old. Darn, what could he have done? This is Working at the Car Wash Blues as we go with the acoustic right here on Rock School.
Just got out from the county prison, doing 90 days for non-support. Tried to find me an executive position, but no matter how smooth I talk, they wouldn't listen to the fact that I was a genius. The man said we got all that we can use. Now I got them steadily depressing.
Eminently
That's
singable.
A lot of adjectives. Steadily depressing.
Low down mind messing. Yeah. Eminently singable. Jim Croce, as we take an hour here in Rock School and celebrate the acoustic guitar. We've just been blowing the doors off for weeks after weeks, so we'll calm it down. I hate when singers, I'm going to slow things down a bit, especially at karaoke bars. I'm going to slow things down a bit because I'm not doing well with the girl at the bar, so I'm going to try to. This group is sometimes called the Southern Led Zeppelin.
Who's that?
The trio from New Orleans. No?
Who?
Randy Jackson, not that Randy Jackson, a real musician, Randy
Ooh,
Jackson, Felix Hanneman, and Guy Gilso.
Zebra.
Good for you,
Yay.
Zebra. Actually got their names while they were sitting in a New Orleans bar, and a nature show was on, and a woman was riding a zebra. One guy looked at the other one and said, Zebra's a good name.
It's amazing how these bands come up with their names.
Zebra's a good name. Now, they are from New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
and they are very popular here. As a matter of fact, my neighbor, who is also a guitarist, he and I jabber on back and forth to each other, he just went to see a Randy Jackson solo concert. It was really more for guitarists than anything else, and it was 3.5 hours of him with an acoustic 12-string and apparently mesmerized this man for, pushing 3.5 hours. So
oh, I love it when
they're still out there. They still play. They still play all over the United States, but they are just local heroes here
Good
in New
them.
Orleans.
Good
oh, yeah.
Them.
Where did they get discovered? Well, you think somebody, obviously somebody walked into Tipitina's and there they were. No, actually, they went up to New York into the club scene and they played New Jersey and Philadelphia because that's where people were getting signed. Guess who they were playing with the night they were signed?
Well, I have no idea.
Twisted Sister.
Ah, I want to rock.
They got signed. Twisted Sister. It was a little later that Twisted Sister got signed. Even growing up in Cleveland, I knew these guys. As we celebrate the acoustic guitar, this is Randy Jackson playing a piece that everybody who owns a 12-string guitar should learn how to play. It's about a 1 or 2 finger piece. Brilliant. It's almost all right hand. Sounds great. Zebra, Who's Behind the Door on Rock School. Local heroes
hey.
From Louisiana.
Got their name from the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, or whatever it was.
Doc,
Zebra.
If you and I do a band, let's watch Discovery Channel. See if we can get us some name.
I'd probably come up with like Meerkat Manor. That would be our band. The thing about Zebra, and this is just from what I read online. I don't know this any more than what I read. Why didn't Zebra have any more hits? Now someone's going to say, well, they had this many. Well, here, yes. But Kansas, California, why did it? Apparently, this first album, Zebra, which had Who's Behind the Door and Tell Me What You Want, was so popular that they were touring Europe and Japan and Germany, and they were away. And the second album came out, they had a minor hit off it,
mm-hmm.
and then whoop, right back on tour. And it was one of those things where it almost seemed like a touch of mismanagement. They had too much touring to actually stay in the public eye.
Yeah, I never would have thought that could be like a downfall to a band. But I guess when you sit down and think about it, it does make sense.
You're out of the eye, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Once the hits stop playing, if you're not going into a studio, Van Halen put out an album every single year for something like 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
They just kept it right there in the public mind. Speaking of an album just about every year, Simon and Garfunkel, which is blatantly an acoustic band, two guys, but they have the acoustic backup there. Simon and Garfunkel are next on our rundown of the acoustic runs. This is from the album Bookends. Most people can pick this one out. You say, name a Simon and Garfunkel song. They might go Bridge Over Troubled Water,
mm-hmm.
but most people are going to say Cuckoo Ca-Choo, Mrs. Robinson.
Mrs. Robinson.
That's right. This is from the album. First off, it was from the soundtrack of The Graduate, the movie The Graduate, and then off of the Simon and Garfunkel album Bookends. Now, I want you to listen to a line in there where Paul Simon says, "Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio?"
Mm-hmm.
Joe DiMaggio was still alive at that time,
mm-hmm.
and he was furious.
Really?
Because he said, "I'm right here. I'm selling Mr. Coffee." He was. At the time, he's pitching Mr. Coffee. "I'm selling Mr. Coffee. I'm signing Bates. What do you mean, where have I gone?" And Paul Simon actually flew to see him
mm-hmm.
and say, "You are my hero. I loved watching you play.
Didn't mean anything by it.
No, it's not that he didn't mean anything by it. He said, "Mr. DiMaggio, you don't understand. You're not a human being anymore. You're an era. You are representative of a time when it was good."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, "Where have you gone?" I'm saying, where has that time that you represented gone?
Ah, so Joe DiMaggio just misread the...
That's right. He didn't take the metaphor of it. And and now you can, too. Here's Simon and Garfunkel. This is Mrs. Robinson. It's Rock School. We are celebrating the acoustic all hour long.
See, that's good
nice
stuff.
Guitar work.
That's good stuff. That's
really
the real
is.
Deal. You know how many remakes I've heard of that song where somebody just gets down, cranks up the distortion, and says,
right.
This is an old one that you probably remember. I said, please, Mrs. Robinson.
There's a movie called The Jazz Singer. Now, the original one, back from 1927, most people call it the first popular talkie, but it was redone with Neil Diamond. And although it's not a cinematic masterpiece, there's a scene where Neil Diamond's a songwriter, and he writes Love on the Rocks, which, you know, isn't a bad tune. It's very 70s, very 80s. And he sells it as a songwriter to a punk guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the song's supposed to be Love on the Rocks.
Yeah.
You know, big
surprise.
And this guy takes it, Love on the Rocks, and it's a distorted guitar. And you wonder, you know, Paul Simon, I'm sure, is going to be cordial at all points in time, but you wonder when somebody takes his song and turns up the volume and turns it into, if he doesn't sort of go, oh, that's wonderful, then goes into another room and curses. you just wonder if he doesn't do that.
Now, you know, sometimes I think it does work, and sometimes it just should be left alone. Example, George Michael's Faith.
It should have been left alone.
You think?
Sure.
Now, see, I actually like the Limp Bizkit version of it until the get the up.
Yeah, I know. It goes crazy.
Yeah.
No, I thought that was, and again, with Wham, too poppy.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff he did on his own, I mean, Father Figure and all that, they're brilliant pieces of music. Man, are we off topic. Let's see if we can pull ourselves back. This is the Dave Matthews Band.
Ah, good stuff, good
from
stuff.
From the album Under the Table and Dreaming. You'll hear a harmonica on this song. It's John Popper of Blues Travelers. The two groups were rolling along with each other, and they both kind of became popular at the same time, and good stuff. But this guy, Dave Matthews, will give you... I mean, fits. When people say, oh, he's a great guitarist, oh, he's great, normally that means, oh, I really like him, or oh, I really like the music.
Uh-huh.
This guy, Dave Matthews, even to the uninitiated, to watch him play, his left hand, if you watch a guitarist, if his left hand is always tight and the fingers are close together, he's playing, you know, very close notes. Watch Dave Matthews' left hand. It is so wide open and so heavy, and he's singing at the same time. I've tried to play this song here, and I do, at best, a good fake.
Uh-huh.
So what you're hearing here is, I mean, real musicianship.
The real deal, Holyfield.
He is very, very good, and he always plays Martin guitars, and in the world of acoustic guitars, what do you play? Oh, a Fender. Oh, that's nice. A Gibson. Oh, that's nice. What do you play? A Martin. Ooh.
Oh, it's like the kingpin?
It is, and if you can get a Martin from... around Second World War, 1950s era, apparently they are the violin of guitars, the just the perfect sounding instrument of all time. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you're at a garage sale and you find an old guitar, you know what you shouldn't do?
What?
Clean it.
Really?
Don't clean it. You want the sound of all that grit and grime. Here's the Dave Matthews Band as we celebrate the acoustic guitar on Rock School. Put new strings on it, but don't you dare take Windex to it. It will cry.
Oh, what'd you say?
Good stuff,
brilliant.
Man. Good
John
stuff.
Popper, who played the harmonica solo in there, apparently, and this is, again, what I've read, he was the chubby kid. You know, he obviously has had gastric bypass surgery now, but he used to be grossly overweight.
Mm-hmm.
He was the chubby kid in high school that nobody looked at. You know, nobody went into. He got into a talent contest, and he walked on stage with a harmonica, and apparently had blatant speed and talent right from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things where, who's this fat kid? And he just he blew the back wall down.
Sweet.
And from that point on, he said, that's where my personality came from. I was allowed a modicum of popularity.
Right, so, because of his talent.
Yep.
Listening to that, it almost reminds me of a couple of past shows back where we listened to the guitarist and we said off air, when you go see them live, they break off into that solo. And as long as the crowd is eating it up, what would normally be a 2-minute solo turns into a 10-minute solo. I'll bet back in the day when you went and saw Blues Traveler and Dave Matthews at the same time, that one of those little solo harmonica
would
and
go
acoustic
on forever.
Guitars could just last all night.
Get a hold of the DVD Blues Traveler Live at Red Rock.
Okay.
You'll see it happen. Now, here's the thing. What? As we deal with the acoustic guitar, anybody who plays guitar is in a rock band, they probably know the name Robert Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
An old Delta blues singer back in the 1930s supposedly sold his soul to the devil for his talent. Now,
what?
You've never heard the story?
I heard the story, but...
Well, what normally happens is people will say, well, oh, Robert Johnson this, Robert Johnson that. And I've always wondered to myself, have you ever heard Robert Johnson? Have you ever heard him play? I mean, you whip him out like it's nothing. You hear these kids that are 16, 17 years old. Yeah, I like Robert Johnson. Really, do you?
No,
have
they're
you
just putting
heard
a name in
them?
There.
I wonder if they have or really.
Yeah.
Robert Johnson, blues singer out of the Delta Blues, out of Mississippi Delta, basically sold his soul to the devil. The story goes that you go to the crossroads near Greenville. Is it Greenville? I think it is in Mississippi. You go to the crossroads at midnight upon a full moon. Close your eyes, face east. Begin to play. You'll hear footsteps behind you. Someone will tap you on the shoulder, hand you a guitar. He will take yours. It's the devil, by the way. The devil will then play your guitar, and while you are playing his guitar, he will clip your fingernails. Don't get into the logistics of it. He's the devil. He will clip your fingernails until they bleed. You will then keep playing his guitar until you have left blood on the neck of the devil's guitar. When you're done with that, the guitars will be switched back. The devil will slowly but surely back away. Once that's over, you've signed away your soul for the talent you are given.
Okay, I was going to make a joke and say, show me a receipt, but you just scared the living wolf out of me.
If you come to my office, if you're ever on the campus,
I'm never coming back to your office.
I have a picture of myself standing at the Mississippi crossroads. So everyone can say, I like Robert Johnson, I know Robert Johnson, this is the original Sweet Home Chicago. Here's Robert Johnson for real on Rock School. There you go.
Yeah, man.
Bow your heads.
Hey, do you know if he became before or after ZZ Hill?
I don't know. I don't know.
Almost heard a couple of renditions of Down Home Blues in that song. Sounds just like it.
Well, he's not ZZ the first Hill. Delta bluesman. I mean, if you want to get into the history of the Delta Blues, I'd love to do a whole show on that because, I own a ton of these old records from Vocalion and such.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure that it would hold a whole show together. But I just wanted to, you know, I've heard it so many times. Oh, I love Robert Johnson. Name a song.
He's held a soul.
Yeah, yeah. That was him. That was the
good
man.
Good stuff, man.
We
good
are
stuff.
Well past half past.
Yeah, you know.
If
give
I'm
or
not,
take 10 minutes.
If, if I'm not mistaken, the fine people at home theater, etc., in lovely downtown Hammond have once again given us a small pile of money in small bills, unmarked, in a burlap sack with a dollar sign on the front of it in order to perform this show. Am I right about that?
You got a sack?
Yeah, didn't you get yours?
No.
You might want to look in your office. Well, tell us about Home Theater, et cetera.
They're our sponsor, wonderful sponsor. They're located in lovely downtown Hammond on the corner of Morris and Mooney, where 190 splits across the street from the Florida Parishes Bank. Area code 985-340-7777. Doc, there are so many movies out right now. I want to see... Oh, at least 8 movies.
I've seen The Simpsons. I saw it this past weekend.
But it cost my entire paycheck to take my wife to a dinner and a movie.
Babysitter.
So, yeah, sure. Exactly. So what I usually do is wait till they come out on DVD.
Perfect.
But the only thing is that I have just this little very standard DVD player and the speaker coming out of my television.
Say, Chad.
What?
I know where you could get such a... stunning system.
Where would that be?
Might be Home Theater, etc.
Dude, I'm going to take some of these DVDs and just go plop down in the Home Theater and just, you know, hey, it's me.
That's
I'm
right.
Just gonna watch this.
And you out there listening should do the same. You want to write me an email? You want to tell me you're wrong about Robert Johnson? You want to say to me, don't be condescending. I knew who Robert Johnson was.
Yeah, let's hear from you.
Go ahead. Where do they write?
KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. Come on, y'all. It's Sunday afternoon. You're just sitting back, relax, and listening to the radio. Get on your computer and shoot us an email and tell us what you think.
Love to hear from you. It's not like we're begging, but we're begging.
You ready?
REM is the stump, is it not?
I got to pick myself up from last week's Bad Company stump. You haven't let me live that one down yet. So.
Okay, REM, Rapid Eye Movement.
Right here. Let's see. What former television news anchor made a cameo appearance on the David Letterman
Dan
show?
Dan Rather.
Well,
yeah, what's the frequency, Kenneth? Was that it? I apologize profusely. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you about the acoustic right here on Man on the Moon as we continue on with, apparently I'm the only one in the studio now. I'll reach over and push the button. There it is. That's REM. Don't pout.
I'm not pouting. Just have to come up with better questions.
Martha. Kaufman in the wrestling match. Yeah, 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 yeah. Monopoly 21 checkers and chess. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Beautiful.
REM.
REM is just, it really is just, and this is going to upset REM fans, but I'm complimenting them. They are simplicity personified. Their songs are 3 or 4 chords, the repetitive lines, mm-hmm. and all of that, and it works. It's stuff that people can get their brain around very quickly. Now somebody's going to say, well, what about the end of the world as we know it? Okay, I'll give you that. I still don't know what all the words were to that song.
Well, there are exceptions. I mean, every band has a couple of
out of the blues.
Out of the blues. Yeah,
sure. But for the most part, REM, repetitive lines, mm-hmm. repetitive musical mm-hmm. structures,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh yeah,
at
people
all.
Absolutely adored it. That song, REM, Man on the Moon, is simply, in the world of guitars, it's a C chord, which is one of the first chords you'll ever learn if you start to play, and just simply keep your hand in the same position and move it up and down the neck.
Mm-hmm.
It is just simplicity.
Man on the Moon.
Jumping to the other side of the pond. We're going to Scotland. Are you familiar with a man named Donovan?
No.
Donovan, a lot of people think he's British. He's actually Scottish. He was in love with a woman named Linda Lawrence, who was at that point in time either darn close to getting married or just breaking up with Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones. Luckily, she dumped him. Because upon dumping him, Donovan wrote some of the greatest music ever put out. The one most people know by Donovan is They Call Me Mellow Yellow.
Okay.
Quite rightly.
I know him.
Do you know what Mellow Yellow's about?
No.
There was a belief in the late 1960s. You're going to think I'm lying. There was a belief in the 1960s that if you took banana peels
mm-hmm.
and dried them
mm-hmm.
and crushed them up and smoked them, you would get not so much high, but introspective. So apparently you could smoke banana peels, sit on top of a building, stare at the forest, and wonder whether trees dream.
Okay, you are correct. I don't believe you.
Way out there. This is Donovan. Lots of hits from him. And most of them are about Linda Lawrence. Luckily, she dumped him, because if she had married him, he'd have probably been driving a cab. This is Sunshine Superman as we continue on with the acoustic set here on Rock School.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've...
Oh, thank goodness she dumped him. That's Donovan. Sunshine Superman right here on Rock School as we keep going on and on with the acoustic guitar. I've seen this guy live a couple times, and he is it's just a machine concert. One hit after another, after another, after another. I remember going to see Eddie Money, mm-hmm. and it was like, is this guy ever going to play a song that people don't know? James Taylor, well-known as an acoustic musician, and writes a lot of his stuff, and of course plays a lot of his stuff. I got to tell you, I know he doesn't do a whole lot of hard rock stuff. I know Steamroller's pretty good. But the voice on this guy is just straight from heaven. In my opinion, he is one of the best voices ever to be recorded. Mm-hmm. That beautiful alto of his, almost down into baritone. Here's the thing about James Taylor. Plays right. acoustic guitar, so thus he fits in today's show. When you listen to him sing the song, he says, "Sweet Baby James,
sweet baby
greens
James.
And blues are the colors I choose. Won't you rock a bye, sweet baby James?"
Yeah.
Here's what happened. When you hear that song, people are going to say to you, "Oh, sweet baby James, he must be talking about himself." No. Okay. Well, he must be talking about his son, sweet baby James.
Baby James.
Yeah. No. Here's the story behind it. His name, by the way, James Taylor, is James Vernon Taylor.
Okay.
His brother had a baby mm-hmm. while James was driving to a concert. James stopped, called him, "Has she had the baby yet? Has she had the baby yet?"
Yeah.
"Yes, she's had the baby, and we have named the child James Richmond Taylor."
Okay.
So his nephew is sweet baby James.
Yeah.
So you now have that bit of information.
Okay.
In the song we're going to play, Mexico, he says, "Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel like a fool running your stateside games. Lose your load. Leave your mind behind. Baby James."
What?
In this case, he is talking about himself. Because when he went down there, he basically just allowed himself to revert back to a kid.
So
Baby James inside of Mexico is him. Sweet baby James is his nephew.
Gotcha.
Put that on a brain cell. Here's Mexico on Rock School.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool running your state. Oh, Mexico, Mexico.
Down in Mexico, as we celebrate the acoustic guitar, that's Baby James. Sweet Baby James is his nephew. This is Rock School, and we have come to an end. What?
Yeah.
What? What? There's 8 minutes left to go. Well, yeah, I got a nice long song I'm going to play here. Are you familiar at all with Harry Chapin?
No.
Harry Chapin is, you probably know him from his one, semi-hit, "The Cat's in the Cradle with the Silver Spoon, Little Boy Blue, and the Man in the moon. I think about that song when, my son comes running up to me and says, "Daddy, come on." That means, "Dad, come here."
Mm-hmm.
"Daddy, come on." And I kind of think, son, I'm working on the computer, and the cat's in the cradle. Okay, here I come. And I just sort of drop everything and run to him. Harry Chapin was a guitarist. And basically, for the most part, it was him and a guitar on stage.
Yeah.
Most of his music is dark, depressing, bad things happening to people. I've put together a show a little later on. It's probably going to be months from now, but it's all about songs about the radio. And he has a song called WOLD about a man who finally makes it back to the market his ex-wife is in, and she shoots him down. And it's just, it really is a 10-minute kick in the stomach. This is called Taxi. We're going to play the song Taxi. It goes for 7 minutes. There is then another song, which you should really search out and get a hold of, called Sequel, which is another 9-minute song, which answers Taxi. Harry Chapin, it's too bad. He died in 1981, but he was on the cutting edge of activism and used his music to basically do his best to bring light to things. Yeah. And he wasn't much cared about the money he gave outside of the expenses he needed for his family to live. He gave most of it away to causes. And he passed away. And again, too bad. What would he have done? So as we finish up with the acoustic, this is Harry Chapin and Taxi. My name is Joe Burns. We are brought to you by the good people at
Home Theater, etc.
What's your name again?
Chad P.
This is Harry Chapin, Rock School, all about the acoustic. Class is dismissed.
Later.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light. Away you go. And